Hi, this is Ed Goldman with the Goldman State Podcast. The techies behind voice-based Google Assistant are being laid off, it was reported last week by Bloomberg. You may recall that Bloomberg is the business newswire whose eponymous founder tried to grab the Democratic nomination for president in 2020. He finished a distant 43rd out of 8 candidates. Google Assistant never quite acquired the panache nor attracted as many marriage proposals as Alexa and Siri, the sultry voice assistants of Amazon and Apple, respectively. I'm hoping the disgruntled, laid-off IT people at Google don't resort to shenanigans like creating a hostile cyber voice to appease their anger. I think it might sound something like this. New Google voice. How may I assist you, lazy? User, I beg your pardon. Beg all you want, you slob. You're about to ask me to do something you could do all by yourself if you weren't so lazy, like finding your nearest overpriced coffee house, or playing Bobby Darin singing Mac the Knife, or deciding how to pronounce hegemony.
Hegemony? Is that what you said? That's how you pronounce it?
Yes, just like Pinocchio's cricket friend.
I thought it was hegemony, like alimony or patrimony. Could you pronounce it again? Hello? Hello? I don't hear anything, Google Assistant.
Yes, you do. You hear crickets.
One final note today. I realize it's been a while since the near disaster of a door blowing off an Alaska Airlines Boeing jet, but I'm still wondering if one of the company's PR people suggested sending out postcards to get its customers back. Quote, "You're invited to resample our unmatched service. BYOD. Bring your own door." I'm Ed Goldman. My column, The Goldman State, comes out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can subscribe for free at goldmanstate.com. Thanks for listening.